This is the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. I'm Mike Moen. President Joe Biden says Democrats still lack the power to codify abortion rights into law, despite his party's stronger-than-expected performance in the midterm elections. During the campaign, Biden said if Democrats picked up seats, the first piece of legislation that he would send to Congress would be to enact a nationwide right to abortion. Although ballots from last week's election are still being counted in some districts, Republicans are on track to take control of the House of Representatives by a narrow margin, putting them in position to block any abortion legislation. Democrats will maintain control of the Senate and may even expand their majority after next month's runoff in Georgia, but some members of the party have been unwilling to sidestep filibuster rules to pass an abortion law. Opening arguments start today in a case that pits Big Pharma against community health centers that serve low-income and uninsured patients. At issue is a government drug discount program known as 340B. It requires drug makers to sell certain medications at lower prices to health centers and hospitals. Three drug makers, AstraZeneca, Sanofi, and Novo Nordisk, are suing the feds for the right to restrict rebates to drugs dispensed at health centers rather than pharmacies closer to patients' homes. Visharia Keys with the National Association of Community Health Centers says this cuts into the center's revenue and ultimately affects public health.
So as health centers have been losing money and that translates into losing services for patients, pharmaceutical manufacturers have actually made money over the last 2 years while safety net providers like health centers are passing out their COVID-19 vaccine to the most underserved community.
The trade group Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America has argued that the 340B program provides tens of billions of dollars in drug discounts, but doesn't require health centers or hospitals to prove the money goes to patient care. In the Midwest, a group that led the fight against the Keystone XL pipeline has turned its attention to a different environmental cause. Bold Alliance, a project of Bold, Nebraska, is part of a coalition fighting plans for four carbon capture pipelines in the region. Last week, they protested a conference held in Iowa for carbon pipeline developers. Bold Alliance director Jane Klebe says her group considers carbon pipelines even more risky than oil or gas pipelines. She sees local residents for guinea pigs for an unproven technology.
These new pipelines would actually be doing something that's never been done in the United States, where they are pumping into the ground this toxic waste at high pressure and hoping that it stays there forever and doesn't do any harm.
Supporters say storing carbon should be one of many tools used to reduce carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere, a leading contributor to climate change. This is PNS. Those still looking to book trips home to visit family or take a vacation during the holidays need to act fast and prepare for sticker shock. In an Associated Press report, airline executives say that based on bookings, they expect huge demand for flights over Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Travel experts say the best deals for airfares and hotels are already gone. Part of the reason for high fares is that airlines are still operating fewer flights than in 2019, even though passenger numbers are nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. Turning to education, a report on black students in the community college system finds fewer are signing up to attend two-year colleges. One Pennsylvania school wants to change that. Danielle Smith reports.
At the Community College of Philadelphia, Dr. Darren Lipscomb says the two-year school has seen African-American student enrollment drop by about one-third, but they're working on increasing enrollment overall and particularly for black male students. The school has a program geared towards African-American men with targeted academic and non-academic support to help them succeed in school.
Our Center for Male Engagement, they offer a summer bridge program that provides support to incoming students, students of color who are enrolling at the institution. And I think in addition to just having those supports, they're also providing ongoing mentorship throughout the course of the year.
The report on black students' experiences in community colleges says overall enrollment dropped 18% from fall 2019 to fall 2021. The research from the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies found multiple pressures that keep students from finishing school, including hunger and housing insecurity.
First responders experience some of the most horrific events in modern life and often carry huge loads of stress home from their jobs. A new program taking shape in Michigan provides resources and cutting-edge services to first responders to alleviate post-traumatic stress disorder and other work-related mental health challenges. The result is Frontline Strong Together, a website and 24/7 call line created by first responders and mental health experts. Wayne State University psychiatry professor Dr. Alazra Amirsadri is the project's main developer. He says high stress pushes too many first responders to the edge.
Part of trauma, in fact, is that you dismiss, you deny, you try to rationalize, intellectualize all these, but in reality is avoidance of discussing it and the impact of it on them.
Wayne State teamed with the Michigan Crisis and Access Line in consultation with police and fire unions, paramedics, and dispatchers to develop the program. It's funded through a $2 million grant from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And that is the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. I'm Mike Moen. A reminder, you can find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.